brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday as it's also known. Alex Jones is in the studio with us, and he's been breaking down what this really means, and he's got a couple more points. Go for it, Alex.
That's right. Coming up in the next segment, David, you're going to recap your view on this and where it's all going. The faddism, the hype culture, the mind control culture. And that's my biggest point here, is that this is a culture who's told by the system, Obamacare is your free ticket. Is your heaven. Vaccines are going to make you never die, never get cancer. Vaccines are a panacea. GMO is a panacea. And then you actually study everything the globalists do. It's all a fraud to enslave. Because the globalists are taking over the planet. They're trying to conquer life on Earth as we know it. But bottom line, this is mass mind control. This is cultural manipulation, and Black Friday gets worse and gets longer each and every year. And let's be clear, it's a substrata of society who tend to vote Democratic and who tend to really think in their life someone in the power structure is going to give them something. Well, only for
after you.
Exactly. Yeah. But only for a season. All of that will leave, just like Greece, just like Spain, just like all these other countries, just like Nigeria, just like Chile. Once they're done, and once they wipe out the middle class, folks, it never comes back. This is a planned program, and I've made a lot of points here. It's just that it's the lawlessness of the government itself and corporations that is the real telltale sign. And imagine our forebears if they could see Americans just randomly in a frenzy, believing they would find salvation in a Walmart, buying slave goods from a country designed to dehumanize their own population with thousands of riots a month, forced abortions, suicide nets, Prozac being forced on the workers, 16, 17 hours a day. They're living in the streets, just hell on earth.
See how this plays out in Greece. We just had an article earlier this week where he had covered an older man who is living on 300 euros a month. And a lot of these people are injecting themselves with HIV so that they can get 700 euros a month, which and a little bit more health care.
Killing yourself to live.
Exactly. They don't even have enough money to buy food. And that's what we're really concerned about when we see these kind of riots.
Thousands are dumping their children. And that's the key. When you come back, make that point. I should have made that up front. That's the big issue. Imagine this domesticated population who will beat each other up and trample each other over an Xbox that spies on everything you're doing in your house. Their fantasy world where they're a top general. They're total failures in their own life, but they're a top general in their video game world. So many people that have worked here who've been okay folks were always exhausted and couldn't work. We had to let them go because they were playing video games all night and exhausted. In their fantasy world, they were a movie star. Second life, you know, and it's so sad. They're already plugged into the Matrix. They're already inserting themselves, David.
And Microsoft Xbox One was set up to make sure that you stay in that Matrix. It's looking at your facial expressions, your body language, your heartbeat to make sure that they keep you excited. If not, they'll do something a little bit different. When they know they've got you hooked, they just keep throwing it at you.
It is a system to study you, to figure out how to manipulate you. In closing, it's all going to be covered today, but please keep hammering that point. Guys, print up the Flash Mob's brain chips. Type in Flash Mob's brain chips. You'll get the London Guardian on the British Ministry of Defense report 2007, where they break down that they're studying us, they're enslaving us. It's really happening. And I didn't plug anything last hour. Speaking of consumer society, the globalists want it where they take your tax money, give it to select corporations, or they give money to NPR or whatever. We're funded by you coming and getting the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, the nascent iodine, our new Wake Up America coffee, roasted in Colorado, totally organic, Oregon Tilt, highest quality, very popular. Folks are buying a lot of this. We appreciate your support. I think it's the best coffee I've ever tasted. That's why I went and branded it myself. It took me a while to be able to secure getting it at a low price. And the best nascent iodine out there for the thyroid and other health, InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchases support our broadcast. And the products are always on sale at InfoWarsLife.com. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday as it's known. And we've been looking at the madness of crowds and what that might portend for the future, especially as shaky as things are financially, as well as the drawn-out supply lines that we have in this country. Anything could happen. We need to be prepared for what's going to happen. But when you look at what the crowds are doing on Black Friday, Drudge Report has us broken down. We've got mall mayhem. We've got a man stabbed over a parking spot. We've got shoppers kicked out of Walmart for filming a fight. We've got the Salvation Army kettles stolen. A man shot walking home with a big screen TV. And one of the stories is linked from InfoWars.com. Santa with megaphone shames Thanksgiving parasite shoppers. That's a Mark Dice piece. And we're going to have Mark Dice at the bottom of the hour. We're going to look at his video. He's going to talk to us about what he saw on Black Friday and leading up to it, actually, on Gray Thursday, they're calling it now. It used to be Thanksgiving. It used to be a time of Thanksgiving, Anthony. What do you think about the trend?
Well, that's exactly right. And what concerns me is this is what we have to look forward to if we can't completely transform society. Mm-hmm. There's no question. Going back to Hurricane Sandy, if you remember that, I was up in the Northeast in Philadelphia when that happened, and I made a video. It was years ago. I made a video in CVS. I went in there to get something real quick. All the water was gone. The toilet paper was gone, and there were people shoving each other. And this was before it even hit. It didn't even hit Philadelphia that hard. It was like nothing. Mm-hmm. Shoving each other to get toilet paper in bulk. as if they were going to be there for 6 months, you know, without any toilet paper. But that's what this comes down to. They're killing each other over TVs that they're paying more for. They're killing each other to pay more for consumer items.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's a big fraud. Yeah. Yes. Just consumer items. So they're going to go from Walmart riots to cannibalism in a very short time if we really have some kind of a major infrastructure breakdown.
Well, the experts say about 2 weeks is how long we have before people literally are in the street killing each other and eating each other. Hmm. Because the food will go bad in the fridge, the food will go bad in the freezer. You know, ultimately it comes down to, you know, the one person that is prepared is the target.
Let me give out this phone number because we want to take your calls on this and get your feedback from what you've seen out there on Black Friday. It's 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 to talk to Anthony and I. And we're going to have Mark Dice in at the bottom of the hour. Let's take a quick look at this video that he's got linked off of Drudge Report onto Infowars.com. He's dressed up as a Santa Claus, and he's driving by bullhorning shoppers who are out there just consuming away. Here's a little clip from that.
Black Friday, Thanksgiving shopping is destroying the very fabric of the family, ruining the Thanksgiving tradition. And it's about time somebody do something about it. Thank you for not spending time with Grandma and Grandpa and leaving them and destroying the very fabric of society for buying more slave goods.
Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to have the rest of that video later in the show, and we're going to be talking to the guy who made that video, Mark Dice, and he's going to tell us what he saw and what he experienced there on Black Friday. What do you think about that video? Have you seen that video,
Anthony? I have seen that video. I'm interested to talk to Mark. But at the same time, on the flip side of that, I mean, here we are. You know, just a week ago, myself and Alex were in Dallas, and it was 28 degrees, if I recall, shivering for 8 hours.
You know, in the rain.
Declaring the First Amendment to be right. Declaring the Constitution to exist. Being attacked by goon squads from the sheriff's office. And as you may tell in my voice, you know, I'm actually battling some type of sickness right now. But I'm here because guess what? There's no time to lose. Yesterday, even I was working, you know, you were working, you were there filming the Black Friday insanity or the Gray Thursday or whatever it is. This is a time of victory at the same time to reflect on Thanksgiving as it was meant to be, to reflect on the reality of how far we have come. The mainstream media is dead. That's why the new magazine, which actually I was looking at the cover and talking about that a couple weeks ago, it's so clear to me now that dinosaur media is dead. And the new alternative media, the real media, which isn't alternative anymore, is the media, period, is the comet that killed the dinosaur media.
That's right.
Exploding and wiping them all out. And here they are staring up at the sky, freaking out because they don't know what to do. So they start hiding under a rock or a tree. And it's a comet. The comet is going to blow up the tree and blow up the rock. And they're sitting there under the rock, freaking out and saying, stop them. You know, go get those people. They're crazy. Stop the comet. And they're just completely obliterated.
Yeah.
We saw that in Dallas. And here we are again, 1 week later. Just pushing it even harder. And guess what? The reason Mark Dice's videos on Drudge Report has so many views is because people know what's going on. They watch these videos in disgust, and they say, how can people act like that? You know, how could they possibly be so primal over a television? I mean, you could see a grandmother having super strength to pick up a car, which happens all the time, for, you know, her granddaughter or whatever underneath it trapped. They have super strength. They have that primal ability to help people. But they're focusing that adrenaline and primal rush on something as stupid as a television. That's when we know we need a complete transmogrification of how people think ideologically at a societal level if we're going to get anywhere. And ultimately, though, I think we are achieving it. That's why they are freaking out about this when we're saying, look at these crazy zombies. And there's so many people saying, wow, yeah, they are zombies. So I think we are having a major victory.
And there's also an element of this madness of crowds. You know, people see everybody lined up and they say, hey, there must be a great deal in there, you know, so that they go in there. And that's part of the thing. They do give people some real good deals. They may not have very many of those really good deals, and you may get in there, even if you're going in there to get that one thing that you think that you're getting a really good price on, they know that you're going to start impulse buying once you get in there.
Any smart business person would raise the prices dramatically to slash the MSRP, which is the retail listed price, suggested price. They would slash the MSRP by like 90% after raising it.
That's right.
It was a Christmas time, and then say, wow, you're getting $500 off on this TV when, you know, they actually sell it for $100 or whatever it is. Those those are the same people that stand in the TSA lines
yeah.
and love it and say, yeah, they're protecting us. Those are the exact same people.
The headlines from the Business Week article is, hey, shoppers, Black Friday savings are a hoax. And this is a long-term trend that they've looked at. They analyzed the price data. They looked at it online. They looked at it in regional chains. And they know exactly what they're talking about. They are a hoax. But TSA is a hoax as well. And they can pull that off by scaring people. You know, that's part of the crowd mentality. And the TSA even admitted in their own internal documents that there was no threat against airports and airplanes back in 2011 at the same time they were threatening Texas with a no-fly zone if we put on some kind of anti-groping constraints on what the TSA was doing to men, women, and children.
No, the real threat are the homeless people that were given dinners. Check this out. This just came out of the story leak. We're going to have it up on InfoWars. Church group kicked out of public park for handing out Thanksgiving dinners to homeless. Didn't print out very well. But ultimately, the story is, and it was in CBS 12, which props to the local news station trying to be the alternative media now. This church group went to a park. I watched the video before it came on air here. Handing out Thanksgiving meals to homeless people because they felt bad and, you know, they actually wanted them a meal. And the park ranger comes up and he says, I have orders from the top. You guys got to get off this public park. You can't give out food here to homeless people. And they say, well, you know, why can't we do that? We're just having a picnic and also offering it to the homeless who are coming here. And all the homeless are saying, yeah, thank God for this. You know, this feels like Thanksgiving again. I haven't even eaten anything.
The attack is on free association. Not organizing outside of a box store is illegal. Look at Dallas. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. They're afraid of individuals coming together in free association. They're afraid of, look how we built InfoWars because of free association. They are scared of individuals. They want a monopoly where only the government and mega corporations are allowed to organize people at sports stadiums with TSA diddling us.
That's exactly right. And homeless people are now evil, and the right to actually help people and help others. I mean, for example, I've actually given food all the time to homeless people while I'm driving. And the one time the guy was just like shaking, it was freezing. I said, here, take this. He said, no, 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 no. Watch out, buddy. Watch out. And I said, what's wrong? He said, you see that cop over there? He's waiting for you to give me food so he can take you down.
Really?
That's a true story, yeah.
Really?
Here in Austin.
Was it just food or was it money?
No, it was food.
So you could give him money and the cop would be okay with it, but if you give him food, he's going to take you down?
It was one of those Clif Bars that I have Clif Bars in my car for this reason, and I gave him a Clif Bar. I was going to give him a Clif Bar. He said, whoa, 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 unless you want to go to jail or be taken down by that cop, don't give me that food.
Wow. Wow. They have to establish that authority. And just like Alex was saying last week in Dallas, they even said that. We can't let this guy get away. When Alex was handing out flyers in front of the Federal Reserve, telling people where they could listen, where we were meeting, what was going to be happening, they organized that we got to take that guy down.
And, no, I was there. They said we're all criminals. We asked them, and they said, you're all criminals. You could all be arrested and given a $500 fine for having a sign near a road. Wow. And then you ask, well, where is there not a road in Dallas? And then they say, well, there's a free speech zone over at this park here in the middle of nowhere. And that's ultimately where we went just to not completely get smashed in by police, just to show how ludicrous it was. We went to the free speech zone. And then ultimately we said, you know what, forget all this, and went to the barricades. And that's when they started completely assaulting us for doing nothing.
Let's go to our calls. We've got Marvin from Texas on the line. Marvin, what did you want to tell us about Black Friday or the madness of crowds?
I just want to kind of talk to you a little bit about the Walmart fiasco. It seems like they're run by globalists themselves, but I bought one of the iPad minis where you pay $2.99 and you get the $100 gift card. Well, you don't even get the gift card at the time you're in the store. It's an e-card they email to you or mail to you at a time whenever they feel they want to send it to you. So I was trying to buy something.
And then they got your email address. Then they can send you stuff all the time.
Yeah, and you know what? When you log in, when you create a Walmart profile, they ask for your cell phone number, your name, your email address. So, you know, there they go, getting into your business more.
But they want everything digital so they can track it and then game it. All these idiots go, I don't care if they spy on me. They use the spying systems to game everybody, folks. That's the point, is it's a predatory system. Go ahead. I'll be co-hosting from time to time like an evil parrot that flies in.
An evil owl, so to speak, if you know what I'm talking about, the owl, you know.
That's right.
But anyways, I was going to talk to you guys. I live in Dallas, and ironically, you know, the free speech march that you guys had up there, you know, during the JFK
right.
time, Wednesday, not once mentioned was the assault on the protesters.
Yet all the mainstream media covered us. It was the biggest story because they had nothing else going for them.
Well, the Dallas Morning News mentioned it just to try to ridicule us for even being out there about free speech, whether you agree with what we're talking about or not. We have free speech, and we need to stand up for that, or we're going to lose those rights. I'll be right back with Anthony Gucciardi, and we're going to have Mark Dice at the bottom of the hour.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Haven't you heard? Today's the Black Friday sale at BePrepared.com. Our already low prices are being lowered even more. Today only, get free shipping on orders over $50. You better hurry. All Mountain House cans are 25 to 50% off. The Nutrimill Wheat Grinder and Seed Mill is 42% off. Doorbusters up to 70% off. While supplies last, for food storage, emergency kits, and more. Visit Emergency Essentials at BePrepared.com. This holiday season, the choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined here in studio with Anthony Gucciardi from StoryLeak. Now, Anthony, we've been talking about Black Friday, but there's another aspect of this, and that's just the random, senseless violence where they're not even attacking people because they want their little Walmart television, but just coming up and clocking people. This case that happened this week of this fairly well-known chef who was in New York City. They came up, they broke his jaw, they broke his nose, I believe it was. We're seeing this happening, though, all over the country. This isn't something that's just limited to the big cities. What does that tell you along with what we see with Black Friday?
Can you imagine a societal collapse, which is coming, you know, ushering in all of these zombies who are willing to kill people for big screen TVs, what they would do in a real collapse scenario, flooding into the streets, just anyone with any material goods would be taken down. And that's the whole thing. Thank God for the Second Amendment. And also, we have to look at it in this perspective, too. Hurricane Sandy. See, I was up in the Northeast when that was actually happening. So it flashes me back to that in New York. Major flooding. There was taxis going down the street in wells of water. And what we saw, though, was FEMA gods coming in with literal trucks of Doritos and Mountain Dew. Just corporate ownership coming in. The corporations were descending their leathery black wings over New York, and everyone was just crowding around these trucks and trying to push them over to get their Doritos out and drink their Mountain Dew. And that's exactly what would happen. The same people that are patrolling Walmart and the same people kicking out churchgoers who are trying to feed the homeless would come over with assault rifles and assault weapons in their black uniforms, and they would be gods. And the corporations would come in with FEMA and the government. They would offer Doritos and Mountain Dew, and we would have to just beg for it. And that's literally what would happen. That's what FEMA gave.
You know, when you're talking about FEMA and the way they've handled these disasters or mishandled them, my son won a contest with the Fraser Institute, essentially contrasting a couple of disasters that happened in North Carolina. One that was pretty localized. It was a tornado that came through a small town and devastated, but just that one little area. Another one, we had a hurricane come through and hit a large area, so FEMA got involved. FEMA came in and set themselves up and created this massive bottleneck where nobody could get anything. You talk about how they were handing out Mountain Dew
and
junk food. Yeah,
trying to kill each other for a bag of chips 2 days after the hurricane.
FEMA was keeping people from getting anything. In contrast, the way it used to be done was the way it was done in the small town that was hit by the tornado that was just about 10, 15 minutes away from where we lived. In that particular scenario, the police came in, they kept people away from downed power lines, which is a good thing. Other than that, they didn't get involved in people's lives, and they allowed businesses to come in and just dump massive quantities of food and things that people really needed in church parking lots, and the churches handed the stuff out to people and distributed
it. Which is now illegal.
Completely voluntary, because you didn't have the federal government coming in and creating this top-down bottleneck that you see happen every time FEMA gets involved.
Which the police now arrest you if you do that, if you give out food to anyone that needs it, and you know, not the government. And FEMA shut down all before Hurricane Sandy even came in. They just shut down, didn't help anyone. Then they came in with their corporate overlords with the trucks of Doritos. That's their response. Yeah. And that was just a hurricane, like 1 or 2 days after a hurricane happened, when most people were actually fine. The streets were flooded, and, you know, buildings were destroyed. But just imagine the actual societal collapse. You actually imagine it, and the only defense against us and complete destruction of our homes and our families is the Second Amendment.
That's right.
No one can argue against the Second Amendment for that very reason and others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
we saw that happen in the L.A. riots. You saw, amazingly there, it was the Korean shop owners who were defending themselves against the rioting crowds using the Second Amendment. And they were the only ones who basically didn't get wiped out.
And the police aren't going to come and save you from
the
rioters. They're going to go after the church people who are giving out food to homeless people.
Well, in the L.A. riots, what the police did, you had
your house is like in Hurricane Katrina.
You had Police Chief Gates, who had led the move towards SWAT teams and the militarization of the police there in L.A., and they were heavily, heavily armed compared to every other police department in the country. And yet what they did was they took that militarized police force and they used it to surround the police stations. They used it to surround City Hall because they're concerned about themselves, and that's what FEMA's concerned about. It's concerned about the continuity of government. It's all about the government. It's not about taking care of people. We've seen this every time there's a disaster.
Just think about this. In Dallas, they attacked us for doing nothing and having a First Amendment, just standing there behind barricades that they said were magically blocking us from entering a public event. Just think about that. They attacked us for nothing. What would they do in the event that their families needed food and were threatened as well?
Because the worse things get, the more power they get. It's easier to wreck society and then take it over than build a good society, because we have a society run by criminals now, and we the good people have to stand up and take this country back.
And that's exactly what they want. They want to own everything. They want to turn us back into a kind of a neo-feudalism. That's what the goal of the elite is. That's why they're taking everything. They want us all to be turned into renters who have to buy everything from them. We're going to be right back with Mark Dice, and we're going to play his video that's top-linked on Drudge, and we're going to talk to him about what he saw on Black Friday. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here on this Friday after Thanksgiving, and I'm joined in the studio here with Anthony Gucciardi. And Anthony, we were just talking before the break about how in the disasters that you saw, Sandy, up in Philadelphia, FEMA showed up and they started handing out Mountain Dew and junk food, and people were fighting over that. I'm trying to find ways that I can get healthier food, and InfoWars Life is rolling out new products. You've got this nascent iodine, Survival Shield, very pure form of iodine. You've been involved in that from the very beginning. Tell us a little bit about what your goals were, how you put this together.
No, that's exactly right. The government wants to give you Doritos and Mountain Dew with high fructose corn syrup that admittedly contains mercury, which admittedly contains genetically modified ingredients. And the whole thing with InfoWars Life has always been rejecting thousands of products, finding the best, the kernel in all of it, the golden kernel. GMO-free has always been, across the board, number one priority, you know, in sense of pure ingredients. absolutely free of any contaminants, any additives, and that Survival Shield, InfoWars Live Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, also tastes amazingly good.
Yeah,
and it does. I'm actually really happy. Logistically, we finally have some more in stock today. So if you go ahead to InfoWarsLife.com and you purchase some for yourself and your family, in the event of a disaster, this is what I have in my medicine cabinet. This is what I take on a daily basis as well to prepare myself. And we finally have some in stock. Thank God, because, you know, I know so many people want it to prepare themselves just, you know, in the event of a disaster, that we do have some. If you order it today, it should go out today if you order it soon enough. Otherwise, it will go out Monday. And then also,
you mentioned it tastes good. I mean, it really does. That's the thing about a lot of these supplements that you get. A lot of people take things in pills because the taste is so bad of the other forms. But it's a lot more bioavailable if you get it in liquid form. And that's one of the things about that iodine. Well, it really tastes good. But
I mean, my whole thing is Dr. Group, the developer of the Nason Iodine, his process is so astounding to me, even though I know it. When he tells me more about it each and every day, my mind is blown. The sound wave technology, the Russian physicist he brings in with the patents on this technology just to completely just make sure it tastes the best, it works the absolute best. All the testing he's done, I won't even get into how much money he spent on just testing the purity alone, just over and over again making sure it's the best. And that's why I know I'm good with promoting it. Creating the third largest natural health site in the world, I'm only okay with promoting and, you know, overseeing products that are good.
And we've got another
name on this.
We got another product, Wake Up America Coffee. That's talking about tasting good. That's great. I mean, I just started drinking coffee because I'm trying to get off of my vice, which is soda pop. We just talked about how harmful soda pop is, the high fructose corn syrup, things like that. But this is the best coffee I've tasted.
I don't even drink coffee, and I said this before, but this coffee is actually really good. And to add that on, there is an immune support bonus as well on the black one. This is my favorite right here, because you're actually getting immune support with various mushroom blends. And that's key to me, because I know there is studies out there. Coffee is a key element in numerous aspects of health. But with the immune support, you're also adding that extra kick, and it doesn't taste bad. It tastes good. So that's the one I take and drink on a daily basis. But for me, you're also, if you support the First Amendment, you know, if you support what we did in Dallas, that takes funds.
That's right.
You know, that takes massive activism. There's, you know, we printed 30,000 of the signs. We went out, got, you know, the hotel rooms to be there. He brought his whole crew out, you know, to do this for 8 hours in 28-degree, you know, weather. That takes fuel.
It's like an couple of days.
Need oil and gasoline, and I'm all about fueling, you know, what is InfoWars and fueling Alex's, you know, major goals. And that's what's key to me. Not only are you preparing your health, which is great, but you're fueling all this at a major level.
So at InfoWarsLife.com, that's where you can find this stuff. We're trying to bring you good quality products, great quality products. And as Anthony said, that's how we fund the operation. Now, we've got on the phone line joining us now is Mark Dice. Mark's got a video that's top linked on Drudge, Santa with Megaphone, Shane's Thanksgiving Parasite Shoppers. Let's take a look at this video, and then we're going to bring Mark Dice on to talk about it.
This Black Friday Thanksgiving shopping is destroying the very fabric of the family, ruining the Thanksgiving tradition, and it's about time somebody do something about it. Thank you for not spending time with Grandma and Grandpa and leaving them and destroying the very fabric of society for buying more slave goods. Thank you for ruining the tradition of Thanksgiving. You're parasites on this country. I bet all of you, how much credit card debt do you all have?
There's people lined up getting polls.
I bet you don't even have an ounce of silver, but you're going to go buy more garbage with credit cards to oppress people that you don't even like with money you don't have. Way to go, debt slaves!
There's a target. He's got people lined up for Black Thursday.
You're destroying the very Thanksgiving tradition. You're teaching your children such great family values. Let's not have the family together for dinner. Let's get everybody out to buy a bigger television and more iPads so that they don't talk to each other. Thank you, enemies of America. Thank you, parasites on this country. How much credit card debt do you all have? Oh, you're all a disgrace to Christmas. Shame on you all from the North Pole. Ha, ha, ha. You are all parasites and debt slaves. Mentally enslaved morons. You are enemies of America. You are enemies of the family and of tradition.
Right, let's bring Mark
Shame
Dice
on all of you for destroying.
You guys can see the rest of that video on InfoWars. www.alexjones.com. Mark, Santa is usually there to promote consumerism. You used him for something else, didn't you?
You know, the Black Friday madness has just really gotten me angry because it is ruining Thanksgiving. The poor workers that have to work these bizarre hours have to take a sleeping pill at 1 in the afternoon to go to sleep and try to get up and work these bizarre hours. We have countless families that are sacrificing and leaving Thanksgiving dinner early, spending time with grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles, people that they hardly ever see, to go and stand in line for hours and hours and hours to maybe save a few dollars. And so the video that you showed started off a little sarcastic, a little in jest, and then it did get a little caustic, but somebody has to try to reach these people. They are destroying the very fabric of the family on Thanksgiving, a day when we're supposed to be thankful for what we have. They're sacrificing and leaving their families to go and get more iPhones, more iPads, bigger televisions, so that they can isolate themselves in their own little world, not talking and communicating with their own family members.
Yeah, something that's being done, driven by big box retailers, isn't it? I didn't, when we were out on Thanksgiving looking for crowds, we didn't see any at the mom and pop stores, the local retailers, even some of the big box stores like Hobby Lobby. They weren't open. They were closed. But you've got a lot of these other stores where if they can just make a few more bucks, they're going to try to beat out the other big box retailer, right?
It's horrific. I mean, some of these stores, Kohl's department store, JCPenney, and we have people that are working there in their 40s, 50s, perhaps in their 60s, that may be forced or coerced into working these bizarre graveyard shift hours on one of the holiest days of the family. You know, if it was Black Friday, which it was supposed to be contained to Black Friday, and then as we all know, it started encroaching. The stores started opening a little bit earlier, 8 a.m., 6 a.m., 4 a.m., causing many people to have to leave their Thanksgiving family dinners early to then go to bed so that they could then work Black Friday at these early hours, now having to sacrifice their very Thanksgiving dinner. And these zombies, these parasites are, it's a symptomatic reflection of the destruction of the family values, of this almost completion of the Illuminati-controlled New World Order. When we have people leaving Thanksgiving dinner to go and buy more crap, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, I can't express how disappointed and angry I am.
Well, I'm sure it reminds me, even Jesus went in and whipped the money changers. You know, I mean, sometimes you have to be harsh to these people because they just don't get it. I mean,
that's right.
Literally whipped them.
Because if they weren't there, if nobody showed up, the big box retailers wouldn't do this. So ultimately, it's these people lining up at midnight to get in and get their television set that's causing people to have to work on Thanksgiving.
Well, I think the key question, though, Mark, is this foreshadowing what's to come? I mean, what happens in actual societal collapse? What does this mean to us? I mean, there's people out there willing to kill each other for $100 off on a TV when they're actually spending more money. What are they going to do when they have no food?
No, these are zombies. These are parasites. They're virtually animals. It's unbelievable. That's why I tried not to just to ridicule them, tried not to just to shame them. I tried to plant some seeds, asking them if they have a retirement plan, asking them about their credit card debt, trying to get them to think about this gold and silver and investments in the family. And what are these people teaching their children to go and leave Thanksgiving dinner? Forget talking to grandma and grandpa and the wisdom that they have gathered over their many years on this earth. Go and try to save a couple bucks on a big screen television so that you don't have to talk to your family members. And I encourage I encourage other people to do this. And I think if we can create such a shameful environment, if we can cause people to understand the damage that this is doing, then maybe we can shame and convince these big box retailers to reverse this trend and stay closed on Thanksgiving. What's next? Open on Christmas Day for after the holiday bargains? It has to stop now.
You know, I was kind of disturbed, too. I was asking people who was getting the Xbox One, and I found a family, very young child, and I said,
which watches you naked?
Yeah, exactly. And so I started talking to the mom, actually, over the child. I said, you're aware of what it's watching. You're aware of how it's trying to manipulate your child, looking at his heartbeat, looking at his body language, so it can keep him hooked into that. How do you feel about that? She kind of sheepishly shrugged, and he goes, I want it, Mommy, you know.
Well, that's the key thing. People are willing to do anything for these worthless plastic goods.
Yes.
What are they willing to do when society collapses and they have no food. Mm-hmm. What are they willing to do? They're being driven to this primal adrenaline rush rage over a TV by design from these corporate whores. What are they going to do when their family needs a loaf of bread?
They'll kill anybody and anyone. They would probably kill their grandma just to take her last jar of peanut butter. I mean, if you saw the video, which is youtube.com/MarkDice or Infowars.com, before I started megaphoning, as I'm driving up, you could see almost everybody standing in line. Wasn't talking and hanging out and having a big festive environment. Every single person virtually was standing in line, staring at their phone. It's absolutely disgusting. I don't even know what else to say. I'm glad that, you know, I'm not the only one that feels this way. I'm glad that InfoWars is on this and that we are seeing a kind of a backlash. Thankfully, Drudge is posting the video of these zombie plagues and the violence. These people are not civil. It's not a big, fun, festive environment. It is becoming a very dangerous place to go and to bring children to, and it's just a disgusting symptom of the New World Order that's nearly completed.
Well, I think you're right in saying that the key here is shaming the people that will wait 24 hours to get $100 off a TV that's the MSRP of which has been raised $600, ultimately spending more money and fueling the machine. And it also kind of goes, you know, hand in hand with this whole idea that the system is helping you, the establishment is helping you as the mainstream media dies, as all these corporations are flushed out by online retailers that actually have good deals and actually, you know, help to influence and educate people. My thing is, do you think we can overcome this and change society and transmogrify it to the point where people don't think this is cool anymore?
I hope so, and that's what I'm trying to do, and that's, I know what you guys are trying to do, and that's why I appreciate you having me on and spreading the word about the Santa shaming parasite Thanksgiving shoppers, because it's almost too late. I mean, thousands of people lining up outside of virtually every one of these stores, the violence plaguing, and I'll bet you most of these people are probably buying stuff on credit card, paying 15, 18, 20% interest. So even if they save a few hundred dollars on their Chinese-made slave goods, in the long run, they probably will never pay those items off. Or even if they do, they will have more than paid the difference for what they saved to begin with. I don't know if some of these people maybe just didn't hear of, like, Amazon.com or Overstock.com or, you know, maybe what I think what I'm going to do this afternoon, I'm going to go to maybe the Salvation Army and get a couple of nice books for 50 cents a piece.
Books? You mean those, like, paper things? Those, I don't know. Well, you know, we've seen people knocking each other around in stores on Black Friday before. But now this year, we've seen something a little bit different. We've seen a further degradation and devaluing of human life and respect for each other with this knockout game. And I'm not surprised at all, really, to see what they're doing for television sets or consumer goods from China when we see the last several weeks we've seen this knockout game going on all over the country. Just no respect for human life. Or
which is where they punch someone in the face and pretty much hope they die.
Yeah, just sneaking up behind somebody mm-hmm. and hitting them. You know, when you're in a city, if you go to a self-defense instructor, they're going to talk about threat awareness, right? Somebody else might just talk about street smarts. And essentially, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give people some threat awareness about this fragile infrastructure we've got, this economy that's very fragile, and things that can happen and give them some insight into what they can do to take care of their family now and the dangers that are possibly coming up with the infrastructure breakdown.
And this has been a long time in the making. It's the breakdown of the family. It's the breakdown of the schools. It's the poisoning of the mainstream media. It's these Illuminati icons that these kids worship. And you can destroy a country in a generation, and that is what's happening. And that's why I think all of us are trying to work as hard as we can to try to stop this or to slow it or to minimize it. And thankfully, there are some good stories. We know the Pizza Hut manager refused to open and have his employees work on Thanksgiving. He was fired. After word spread about that, and the Pizza Hut didn't want the negative publicity, so they rehired him. Some stores, like Hobby Lobby, other Christian-owned stores, refused to open on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, shaming them is the right thing to do because these people are victims and willing victims in many cases of the psychological manipulation because human beings are very easily manipulated. We're essentially just biological machines, and the system knows how to push those buttons and manipulate people like marionettes. And so since we know some of those very same strategies, we can use them to reach people to show them what's happening to them so that they don't wake up, in a boat with no oars 5 feet from Niagara Falls.
Well, yeah. It's the same techniques they use on us. psychologically. You know, they insult people who don't go to Black Friday and they act like it's a cool thing to do. Go save $500. It's smart. They have on all of the ads, the magazines, how much you save. $600 today. It's the same thing we're doing by, you know, you going out and pointing out how insane they are. That's actually psychologically programming on a massive scale, you know, when it's on drugs or anything like that, for people to realize it's not cool. I think it's a good idea.
Well, it's also the madness of crowds. It's like what we're seeing going on with Bitcoin. Everybody say, hey, this is, you know, this is big. Here's a line at the store. They must have good stuff. Everybody's buying Bitcoin. It's going straight up astronomically. So I need to get in on that.
But if we don't stop it now, then they will actually kill themselves when society collapses, which will happen anyway. But go ahead.
Yeah, I just saw an interview with Kanye West. I call Kanye Pest, one of the biggest rappers in the world, as you know, married to the Antichrist of entertainment, Kim Kardashian, are engaged to this just Baphomet-worshipping, blood-bathing bimbo. But he was saying how he didn't feel successful. He didn't think that black people were successful because there weren't as many black billionaires, and because only X amount of African Americans owned Maybach, Benzes. You know what I think is a sign of a successful person is having a great family, having some good kids, being a quality man and sticking by your family. This mainstream media Illuminati controlled system has fed false idols to the youth and really to the adults as well, teaching them in a false way what to aspire to be and perverting the very value systems where they believe that in order to be a happy, successful, peaceful person, they need to have a Mercedes as opposed to having a quality.
That's exactly right, Mark. Hang on. We got to take a commercial break. We're going to be right back with Mark Dice, and we're talking about Black Friday commercialism and what it tells us about the future. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order, but we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I'm joined in the studio here with Anthony Gucciardi, and we have Mark Dice on the line. Now, Mark has a video where he's dressed as Santa Claus, and he's bullhorning the shoppers, trying to get them to understand that they're not getting good deals, that they're not doing anything that really makes any sense. And they're making people work on Thanksgiving. It's a video that's up on Infowars.com. It's linked from Drudge. You know, there's also, Anthony, an article from Drudge about a North Carolina store manager donating $100 after a thief steals a Salvation Army kettle from the mall. That's the kind of thing that, Mark, you were just talking about before the break, how we need to lead. And we've got some people like Hobby Lobby. They were not open on Thanksgiving, and good for them, and good for this store manager who, even though he had to work on Thanksgiving Day, he donated $100 of his own money when somebody stole the charity kettle.
Yeah, it's just absolutely incredible. I don't even know what else to say. This is what the New World Order wants, a bunch of mindless slaves that only think about a few hours in advance. You know, they can't even have the cognitive ability to think and plan ahead. They are. That's why I've called them zombies, and I've been doing that for years, and this has sort of caught on. It's just that's what they are. They're almost more dangerous than zombies. Like you said earlier in the show, David, zombies are more docile. They're not quite as aggressive as some of these. I don't even know what to call them anymore. Demons. These are just absolutely demonic.
Well, Mark, let me ask you a question. Your YouTube channel, I forget how many millions. How many millions of views does your YouTube channel have now?
Last I checked, probably about 40 million views.
That's what I thought.
It gets about 3 million views a month.
Well, the truth is viral, isn't it? I mean, Alex's channel has something 200 million. My channels combined probably have, you know, several million. It's just ultimately truth is viral. Don't you think we're winning, though, at the same time this insanity is going on? We're actually winning.
Oh, it's incredible, and I'm very blessed. You know, one of the things that I'm very thankful for is the fact that we have such a huge outreach, and we have eyes and ears all over. We have such a great support base with the resistance, supporting family values, supporting the Constitution. And it's incredible. I mean, sometimes I don't really realize it. Most of the time I don't realize how successful, you know, widespread my channel is until, like you say, you really look at the numbers, and it's quite incredible. And I think, you know, I'm just a vessel. I'm just doing what I think is right. I'm trying to do it, and that's what we're all trying to do. And it's great that so many people are on the same page with us. And I think the fact that, you know, my YouTube channel is getting 40 million views, 3 million views a month consistently, it shows that we're not alone in this fight, that we're not a small minority. And I think you can see this year in the coverage, because many people have seen the Black Friday and the Thursday Thanksgiving encroaching getting worse every year. And so
yes,
there is a growing backlash of people like us that are really taking a look at this and saying, this is just disgusting.
That's exactly shameful. We have a great metaphor for that on the cover of the new InfoWars magazine. It just came out. It's dinosaurs running, and they got labels from mainstream media, and there's this meteor coming down that's labeled alternative media. That's exactly what we're talking about. The truth is going viral. You're a big part of that, Mark. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about your experiences on Black Friday. And hopefully we can wake people up. Hopefully we can make them understand that there's more to life than just consumerism, isn't it?
You know, it is true. Family and friends, the most important thing. And we need to just reinforce that. And a word of caution to anybody who wants to mimic this and try this, you must be very careful. You're literally dealing with angry mobs. You could get seriously injured or killed if you do this without the appropriate safety measures. So just a word of caution out there. And, you know, thanks, everybody. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. David, Anthony, Alex, everybody over there at the crew. So, you know, appreciate you guys having me on, and keep up the great work over there.
Thanks, Mark. And you keep up the great work. We'll be looking forward to seeing what else you do. You've always got great psychological insights to people. And I've seen videos where he's done in the past where people have actually thrown stuff at him as he's driving by bullhorn. They don't like the fact pointed out that they're really kind of standing in line for what's essentially a hoax, as the Wall Street Journal puts it. Wouldn't you say so, Anthony?
Oh, that's exactly right. They hate
exposure. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.